Fact of Life appeared on the cover of the Saturday Evening Post, published July 14, 1952. Created by Norman Rockwell, a famous illustrator that was born in New York City on February 3, 1894. He was talented at a young age, receiving his first commission at age 17. In 1916, he created the first of its 321 covers for the Saturday Evening Post. Rockwell's images of Americana were adored and cherished by the public, but were not embraced by critics. Norman Rockwell is also known for his commercial success. In 1943, he raised over $130 million in war bonds with his paintings, and recently one of his works, Saying Grace, sold for $46 million to a private collection. Original copies of the magazine routinely sell for a lot of money, and I think it only cost 15 cents when it was printed, and it was in mint condition, too. Facts of Life was Norman Rockwell's 268th overall out of 321 paintings that were published on the cover of Saturday Evening Post. In this oil painting, a father is hunched over and earnestly relays information to his son, who rests his chin on his hands and returns a look compounded with disbelief and dismay. His limbs are jammed together as to form an impromptu body armor to ward off what he is hearing. On the father's knees lays an open book titled Facts of Life. Under his chair lay the mother cat, whose supposed kittens are playing on the large plush chair the boy is sitting on. Asking where kittens come from is possibly what prompted this lesson. This painting juxtaposes the innocence of the boy and the kitten to the lesson he's being presented to. In the 1950s, the message of the birds and the bees was more taboo but necessary, while today many parents say little or fully ignore the topic, leaving it up to the schools and the children's classmates to educate them on the subject. In the 1950s, sexual education was carried out through descriptions of the reproductive systems of rabbits or the pollination of flowering plants, though not the observations of the reproductive habits of non-human animals. This is in strong contrast to the current style of sex education in America. Today we have mandatory lessons on sex education in school. Educational videos and textbook lessons are much more straightforward than any mention of sex education in the 50s. Facts of Life and other works of Norman Rockwell are snapshots of Americana, windows to a different time that draw the viewer in and allow us to experience vignettes of American society. This has been Anna Diarcos, another Bulldog podcast.